This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Well, if you've done any work on a farm in your lifetime, you've undoubtedly gotten tangled up in barbed wire a time or two. But where did barbed wire come from? Highlighting the history of barbed wire begins with a story from the Joseph Glidden Homestead and History Center in the northern Illinois town of DeKalb.
So the Glidden Homestead is known as the father of barbed wire. Joseph F. Glidden is considered the person that created the first commercially successful practical barbed wire. DeKalb's known as the Barb City, and the homestead is the site where it happened. So we have the house and the barn that he lived and worked in, both on the National Register of Historic Places. And then we have a working blacksmith shop as well, where we do the living history demonstrations.
Jesse LaRue is the executive director of the Glidden Homestead and Historical Center, where they are celebrating what they call 150 years of the winter.
There were hundreds of barbed wire patents at this time. You know, the 1870s were looking to fence the West and have easy fencing, but Glidden's is considered the best that's created. And so his barbed wire has always kind of been known as the winner. And November 24th, 1874, he received his patent. So this is the 150th anniversary of that.
The barbed wire story is pretty well integrated into the DeKalb community. In fact, the team nickname of DeKalb High School Athletics is the Barbs.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.